Marilyn Cohen is a leading bond manager and expert in fixed income. She writes the bond column in Forbes magazine and is author of four books, most recently, The Little Bonds e-booklet, Must Knows About Your Bond Portfolio, which I've read and I'm telling you is must reading for anyone who is managing their own bond portfolio. And she just told me, and she'll tell me again, that you can get it for free at smashwords.com. Also, Marilyn will be speaking at the Money Show Orlando on February 8th. Her talk is entitled Never Never Land, sponsored by the Central Banks. And she talks twice on February 9th, the first being Brace for Impact, The Credit Cycle is Ending, and Let the Bond Autopsy Begin. Now, I too will be speaking at the show as well on February 10th. My topic will be Myth-Busting Your Way to Riches, where, for example, I'll discuss how a simple investment in the wonderful S&P 500 may actually turn into a disaster for most investors. And I'll discuss these and other investing delusions that prevent you from becoming rich. Now, you can register for free to see and hear all the terrific speakers at OrlandoMoneyShow.com or find out more about it at SteVePomerantz.com. Well, having said all that, let's get to our guests and welcome Marilyn Cohen. Hey, Marilyn, welcome.
Thank you so much, Steve.
So you are a bond expert, and, you know, I got into the investment world in 1981, and I think interest rates were just a little bit higher when I entered into the bond market.
Just a smidge.
Just a little higher, like about, what, 1,300 basis points higher?
Correct.
Meaning that rates were 15%. I got great stories about all that. We can share some time. I'm sure you do, too. Right now, interest rates are kind of next to nothing. They're kind of following inflation at best. But the big fear right now is that with the new president and the stimulus that's coming on next year and the fact that the Fed is starting to raise rates in a small fashion, you know, in the short term part of the bond market, what's going to happen with interest rates next year? What does that mean to me as a bond buyer? Should I be getting out of the bond market or stay in?
Well, this is a multiple choice question that you just gave me. First of all, what does it mean as a bond investor? It means that if all of the bond gurus and the economists that are yelling, rates are going higher, rates are going higher, if they end up being right, which I think is doubtful, then people that are in long-term bond funds and long-term exchange-traded funds are going to get really hurt. They will lose much more than people that are in short bond funds, hedged bond funds, and they will certainly lose more than people that have individual bonds with final maturities that are like 3 to 9 years. So having said that, people got so happy over the last few years as interest rates continued to drift down, and they saw the value of their bond funds increase and their bond portfolio increase. But Steve, you can't spend total return, and that's what total return means, the income plus the appreciation or depreciation.
Right.
So I, for one, will embrace higher yields because the majority of our clients own individual bonds, laddered maturities, not too long-term. So as those bonds mature and roll down the yield curve, which means get closer and closer to maturity, I'm hoping, fingers crossed, that I'm going to be able to take that money and reinvest it at higher yields, because that's what bond investing is all about.
Okay, cool. So I got that, but let's bring it back a little bit.
Sure.
So now when we talk about bonds, let's get down to a little bit of the details here. So a person can go out and buy an individual bond, which basically means you're lending money to some institution or some municipality.
Right.
And they say, we're going to pay you X interest rate and we're going to give you your money back at maturity. That's basically what it is. It's a loan. Now, you're saying basically if you own an individual bond, and let's say you're getting 3%, you're going to capture your 3% every year. And then at maturity, you're going to get your money back.
Assuming the company or the issuer is still in business.
Yeah, stays in business. Yeah. Which is kind of important.
Yeah.
Yeah, but assuming that they're doing that. So the fluctuations up or the fluctuations down don't really mean anything. But many investors these days are not buying individual bonds. They're buying bond funds. They're buying ETFs, which also buy individual bonds. So they're buying these things that are proxies for the ownership of individual bonds, and they don't really feel or see the fact that at some time in the future they're going to get their money back.
And they won't unless they sell.
Mm-hmm.
That's very clear. And that's what I said, Steve, a couple of minutes ago. They will lose more if rates move up. And I don't mean a quarter of a point or half a point, but 1% very quickly, and then another 50 or 100 basis points. They will lose more than those people who have the individual securities.
But Marilyn, let me ask you this question. Even though I may not own the individual bond where I can say, hey, I own, you know, Jacksonville Electric, you know, Power Authority, and it pays me a certain interest rate and it matures, the bond fund that I buy that owns the Jacksonville Electric will experience a maturity of that bond and collect the coupon at the same time. So in the long run, won't the net effect be the same?
Not even close. And that's because that fund or that exchange-traded fund, the Jacksonville Electric, is only one of hundreds. And you've got people panicking and getting out where the bond fund manager has to sell no matter what's going on, and people that are euphoric and come in, and you have an inflow of cash, and the yield that you thought you were going to get declines, although on the other side of the ledger, you see an increase in the net asset value. So it's not equatable. It is very different. Now, I understand that bond funds, ETFs, etc., are the big paradigm shift away from individual securities. Individual securities are a heck of a lot more work than just pointing and clicking and buying an ETF.
Right.
But if one is really afraid of higher rates, then perhaps they should shift their paradigm and include some individual securities with maturities so they can count on that money coming due.
Right. Now, there are new ETFs out of the market, these exchange-traded funds, which actually have set maturities. So you can buy one that matures in 2018, 19, 20, and so on. So in a sense, you can ladder, using this terminology of buying bonds with successive maturities, you can ladder them with ETFs. And those are closed, so there's not money going in and money going out. Would that be a fair substitute?
That certainly is a great substitute. And, you know, you just have to look under the hood when you're looking at, and most of those are called target term funds, and they have them in municipals and in corporates. You just have to make sure that the fund manager isn't deviating from the maturity, the finite maturity.
Sure.
A lot of times they'll buy bonds that are, you know, 2 and 3 and 4 years longer, saying, oh, well, I'll just sell them at the, a couple months before.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, Steve, I think that it's really a very good alternative. And you've got even another alternative that you can go into. And there are a group of high-yield and investment-grade hedged funds that, if they're high-yield, they're paying somewhere in the 4s and 5s, although the interest rate is hedged. And if they're investment-grade, they're paying anywhere between 130 to maybe 3%. So I just want one of the takeaways from our conversation to be, if you are an investor listening and you think interest rates are going to spike up and stay up for a long period of time, then you shouldn't continue to invest like you've been doing last year and the year before and the year before that.
Yeah, because interest rates have been coming down. The longer the maturity on your bond, the better off you were.
Exactly.
Now it's the reverse is going to happen. So Marilyn, and by the way, I'm speaking with Marilyn Cohen. She's a leading bond manager and expert in fixed income, journalist, writes a column for Forbes magazine, author of many books, knows what she is talking about. So you think we're at the end of this downward credit cycle where rates have been dropping since 1980s when I got into the business. But how far up do you see them going, Marilyn?
I am of the minority opinion that I think that we're just going into a higher trading range yield-wise. I don't think we're going to reflate with a vengeance. I don't think rates are going, you know, to hell in a handbasket. I think we go into a higher trading range. 2.5, maybe on the low end of the 10-year. Maybe we go to 3, or we breach 3 to 3.25%. But in our experience, because I started out in 1979 in bondland,
okay,
that isn't a big deal. Do I think that the bond bull market is over? It's probably long in the tooth, and we will go into higher rates, but nothing like 81, nothing like 89, nothing like 1994.
Yeah. I mean, when you look at a long-term chart of interest rates, and I actually just happened to be looking at one the other day that went back to the 1800s, what you see is a line that's really around the 3-5% rate. And then you have this huge spike in 1981, and then it's steadily declining. And now we're back to that 3-5% range. As a matter of fact, I love to listen to old-time radio on Sirius, and they have ads for, you know, U.S. government bonds, you know, during the war. And it's like, get 3% in a U.S. government bond. And I remember thinking, you know, like a dozen years ago, I would have laughed at that and said how ridiculous it is to get 3% on a bond. And now it's like, oh, that's right. That's kind of normal.
Exactly. That's exactly right. And we may someday go back up to those high yields like we saw in 1981 and 1989 and 1994. But I don't think you and I will be alive, because those are long cycle moves.
Yeah.
And that would mean reflation globally with a vengeance.
Yeah.
And don't forget, we still have a lot of negative global yields. And where does money flow? It always flows to the highest yield. So I think that the U.S. is going to continue to attract more money into treasuries, agencies, corporates. Then those foreign investors get a double brass ring. They'll not only get a higher yield, but they continue to reap the benefits of a stronger dollar.
Stronger dollar, too. And then so all that buying will keep a cap, perhaps, on interest rates just going higher and higher and higher.
Exactly.
Okay. My guest, Marilyn Cohen. Well, unfortunately, we're out of time. Leading bond manager, expert in fixed income. And she'll be speaking at the Money Show Orlando on February 8th and February 9th. And of course, I will be speaking there as well on February 10th. You can find out all about it at OrlandoMoneyShow.com, or just come to my site, StevePomerantz.com. Marilyn, let's have you back on again. We'll talk about more things, bonds, okay?
My pleasure.